Hey guys, my name is Blake Logan, and I'm going to share my story of what Jesus has done in my life. Thank you all for being here. When I was asked to do this, I literally, my first run-through was 30 minutes. So I literally don't have enough time to share how messed up I am and how good God is and how much he's redeemed me. So I'm going to really condense this. So here's the setup. Both of my parents are psychologists. my praise God, my dad, and they liked to party, entertain, and all that stuff, but praise God, my dad found the Lord and became a believer, and he pressed into me, and he prayed by my bedside, and he taught me who Jesus was. A lot of that was just by who he was to me, his kindness, gentleness. I could tell him anything. And my mom was not having this. I am not on board for this Christianity stuff. And the setup for my mom is she's an alcoholic, and she is not a believer today. And I ask that you continue to pray for her. But moms are to nurture and to encourage and to celebrate your birth. And her dad was an alcoholic and abusive, so she did not have the capacity or capability to do that for me. And that created a void and a wound. And I looked to the world to fulfill what she couldn't. And that manifested itself in trying to get the applause of man, people pleasing, and ultimately idolatry. The way that showed up is wanting popularity, grades, so many other things. The way I coped with that was alcohol and drugs. First time I drank a beer was sixth grade. Sophomore year, I'm drinking every weekend. I want to be popular. By junior year, I'm doing heavy drugs. My friends don't know that. I'm hanging in with them here, and in secret, I'm doing really bad stuff. I'm a fraud. I won't go into the details, but it got bad enough to where drug deals, DWIs, wrecked cars, I could have died in all reality. But God is good. My father prayed for me. I know that God protects us. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, to give you hope and a future. And he spared my life because I know he had a plan for me, just like he's got a plan for you. But there are consequences. And I'll just share one consequence. I did not honor relationships the way God designed between a man and a woman. And the consequence of that was a pregnancy. And through our selfishness, that resulted in an abortion. And that alone should be the turnaround point for me. And it wasn't. It was like, it's just stuff this so deep that I can't even touch it. Like, it doesn't bother me. And I just kept going. That lifestyle continued until I'm in the world, and my new idol is now money, success, status. I'm chasing it. Everything I've chased is fruitless. Two friends of mine, we got a house just so we could say, look at us. And no one cared. And it wasn't fulfilling. I'd literally built a house of cards, ran to the top of it, and was screaming, look at me. And the Lord in his kindness fell. They chopped a bunch of the execs at my company. I was living way beyond my means. I'd literally lost everything. I remember being on the second floor, and I'm like, Blake Logan cannot get himself out of this. And I knew who Jesus was. I thought I was a Christian, but he was not the Lord of my life. And in that moment, I surrendered. I said, I'm all in. I'm all in. I want you to be Lord of my life. And it was that moment that everything transformed. That's the first time I started pressing into scripture. And when you lose everything, it's like, be anxious for nothing. And he takes care of the birds of the air. Like I needed him to take care of me, and he proved that he did. He took care of me, and he humbled me, and I was his, and I remained in him. And every scripture that I pressed into was fruitful, and I had peace. And he was my affirmation, and he was my provider, and I had hope. I wasn't spinning on a wheel anymore. I'd say the fruit, I want to talk about one part of the fruit of that, and that's just in coping, it's no longer drugs and alcohol. His word does not return void, so any trial I have faced since then, my go-to is the Lord himself will fight for you. You need only be still. Now, I've lost girlfriends, business partner, all my money. I lost my father. And there's only one context where that's okay, and that's being in Christ and knowing where my dad is. Am I perfect? No. Do I still struggle? Yes. But I have the Holy Spirit, and I have his word. And these promises that say, I'm going to take you through this trial is one thing, but now I'm really pressing into the promises of who he says I am. And when I lean back into the world, I can lean into his word and claim that over myself. And right now, my go-to is just a truth bomb of I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And I'm transformed, and I am grateful. I'm so grateful for what he's done in my life. Thank you for letting me share.